I think one of the most powerful moments for me was to bring 350 girls from our program to the Olympic Games. We brought them from the favelas to watch Olympic handball, which was really powerful. We really brought Rio to the Olympic Games, something that the girls from the favelas would have never experienced. And they were there cheering for different countries and for the sports itself. And that was really powerful.
Can you tell me a little bit about that program?
One Win Leads to Another is a program that uses sport as a tool to empower young women and girls in the Rio favelas. It taps into existing sports programs in the Olympic villas, and we add a curriculum to that sports program. Twice a week, we go in and talk with the girls for an hour, in addition to their sports training, about leadership, about economic empowerment, how to plan financially for the future, about health, getting to know their bodies, and about what to do in the case of violence and how to access services of violence and how to prevent violence.
And what have you been seeing are the results of that program?
The activities just started in May, and in only a few months, you can really see the transformation of the girls. On the Saturday after the opening ceremony, Saturday, August 6th, we held an event in Rio to showcase the first experiences and of the girls of the program. We brought 200 of the girls to this high-level event with high-level speakers, and three of the girls were up on stage and shared their experiences as well. And you can really see that transformation of being empowered through sport. One girl shared how, you know, the day of the event, she had to get up at 4 a.m. to be picked up by the bus from the favelas to get to our event, and she saw her friends hanging out there still from the night using drugs and trying to lure her in to stay with them. And she said, no, I have to go. I'm on a good path, and, you know, I can do this, and I'm who I want to be, and I can take leadership and be empowered. So that was really powerful.
And so obviously with all of these programs, UN Women definitely sees a connection between athletics and changing the lives of girls and women for the better. Can you tell me why that is?
So sports in itself are very empowering. You learn to focus on your strengths. You learn to focus on a goal. You want to win. You want to achieve something. So that already helps, you know, to apply those skills in real life. That helps to develop leadership skills, to be empowered overall. And then, of course, team sports, in addition to that, are very helpful to build a sense of team, of spirit, of commitment, that are very well applied to the workplace, for example. And then our program, One Win Leads to Another, builds on what sports already does to empower young women and girls and adds that curriculum to it, so they're empowered through sports and have that additional component as well.
This Olympics had the most female participation so far. 45% of athletes were women this year. Do you feel that that was apparent, that that was noticed?
UN Women was very visible and present at the Olympic Games. We have a very strong partnership with the International Olympic Committee, the IOC. We've had it for years, but now with the Rio Olympics, it really came to full bloom. Our executive director, Phumzile Mlambo-Ngcuka, was carrying the Olympic torch the day of the opening ceremony, as well as one of the girls of our program, One Win Leads to Another, which is funded by the IOC in Rio. So that was very special to have the Secretary General of the United Nations handing over the Olympic flame to that girl, Thaisa Vittoria, who represented 2,500 girls that the program will reach in its pilot phase.